The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, here we are, and just like that, it's Wednesday, and that means William is here. Now, before we start, many of you know that there is an audio deficiency. Has been for a long time. It's William's phone, which is an autographed, well, it's a Thomas Edison autographed phone, so it's an old phone, and it tends to pick up feedback. My voice loops back. He has good news, though. Apparently, tomorrow, a day late, and I don't know how many dollars, but a new phone is due to arrive at the Gein residence. What's up, William?
Well, I tell you, you know, we try to be very frugal and efficient around here, and we've definitely gotten the donors that paid for this phone I'm talking to you on back in 2008 have definitely gotten their value
money's
from it. You know, and I've had this in a long time, you know, a lot of sentimental value. I'm going to keep it as an emergency backup. But the new and hopefully improved sound quality phone should be arriving tomorrow, and I apologize to everybody that it was not able to be here with us today.
It's all right. No, we've always heard two of you, so we get more bang for our buck. Never mind. It's not that bad. So we're getting a new phone. Did you get the pink one or the yellow one?
No, I got what we need coming in, and hopefully it'll have a wireless thing that I can use to occasionally, you know, talk from different places in my desk here. Although working at the desk really works well, and especially when there's so many things that are coming in fresh on the news cycle. But having the show on Wednesday night, we're in a really good position to in the heart of the weekly news cycle to talk about some of the...
You got the best
timing
spot,
wise,
for sure.
Yep.
All right, so what's up? What's up? Or as they say in the inner cities, S-U-P.
Sup? Well, everybody out there on the alleypack.us email alert is about to get an email right now as we're talking, titled Videos, Invaders Coming for Our American Homes. You've already received some content on this topic, but there's new videos out of a migrant TikToker who is telling all of his friends and claiming seven of his friends have already exploited America's squatters laws, and he's advising illegal immigrants on how to take over homes
they're stealing residences. And that one woman yesterday in New York, she simply tried to get rid of them by changing the locks on the doors, and they arrested her and put her in jail for trying to reclaim her own home.
And the main guy that was coordinating the takeover home seemed like he was American and European, but he had a bunch of other people sublet and stuffed in there that they said some of them were criminals. They took some of them away because they had outstanding warrants, you know. So the primary...
Sure makes me feel better.
Well, they'll get in there and take over your home that belonged to, or that could belong to you while you're in the hospital or while you're on vacation. Or
exactly.
An inheritance property, or a rental
property.
Rental
property.
Yes.
You just got it.
They,
there it is.
They go
they
and look
Craigslist.
On Zillow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
and they see something they like, they go and use some other TikTok and videos to break in the little code lock or whatever, and then they get in there and start, especially in some states like the New York video was showing, if they can make it 30 days, they get in there and print a fake lease that the police don't know any better, that's fake. They, you know, but when they arrested the woman in New York who had the deed in her hand, you know, with her name
right
in it.
Yep.
And then the squatters had no lease copy, not even a forged, you know. And they took her off. It's just, you know, now that is New York. We don't do that to people here in North Carolina. But, you know, they're making a play for the homes. You know, they want you to store illegals in your homes, put the migrants up in your home. In some places, they're, you know, putting them right into your schools. Now the migrants are being taught how to target your empty homes for squatter rights. And then you've got these South American gangs that we've talked about before in a prior episode of the show where we talked about how they are using cell phone jammers so they can show up. And they use these sophisticated radio devices that will make your anything you've got operating on Wi-Fi, like security cameras or a Ring doorbell that's using Wi-Fi.
They can disable it.
Yes, and including your cell phones. Now, the only silver lining on some of these South American tourists, which the latest news report we're putting out today, apparently Chile doesn't have, you don't have to have a visa or anything to come here from Chile. And so the criminals are going to Chile first and then bouncing into the United States so that they don't have to even get a tourist visa. But we know the Venezuelans are coming. Gee. We know the Venezuelan prisons are being emptied and they're being sent here.
Yes.
We know that Haitian cannibal gangs are on their way here. We're hearing rumors or some reports claiming that the Biden administration is going to escort the Haitians in here to get them past DeSantis in Florida.
William, this what you're saying, I'm well familiar with it. Many of you listening are well familiar with it. But honest to God, what does it take to wake America up and to allow them to see what is being done to them? There are going to be people, if they come home to their residence, say they grew up there and it's been their home and their family for 30, 40, they're going to go in there and wipe out a whole bunch of these people. They don't care. They're just going to take, that is too close to home, pardon the pun. That is really ugly. They'll loot it. This is America now? Does treason mean anything to anyone, William? Honest to God, does it really anymore have any worth or impact? Treason. This is treason. Highest treason.
It is. Invasion and treason. Treason by traitors who need to be put on trial, the three T's. And then I'll repeat many times, and I'm sick and tired of hearing me say it, that Ali Pak is committed 100% to the peaceful political processes that remain in this country, and that it is our goal and mission to unify Americans of every religion, gender, and race together against the illegal immigration invasion of America. That being said, I am amazed over the 20 years of fighting this battle how reserved and nonviolent and not over the top Americans have been. American citizens have shown massive restraint. Now, some of that is because they don't know what's going on, and some of that's because they don't want to go to prison for jaywalking in D.C., which will happen to them, while illegals can rape and kill and get put back on the streets. An American looks at a politician funny or speaks the wrong way on telephone, you're going to get bagged and tagged and taken away from your family and put in a place where they withhold food and water from you with no bail, right? So a lot of different factors are at play there. But now the intelligence agencies are issuing alerts that they expect civil disobedience to start happening across the country from Americans upset about migration. So the Biden administration is aware of how angry everybody's becoming, and they don't like how everybody's talking about it on websites like alipack.us and rents.com and twitter.com. And they're gearing up their intelligence agencies at this time to target, you know, this. They're also issuing claims that the American water systems in our cities are being targeted by foreign hacker actors out of Iran and China. which is interesting. Maybe our cybersecurity would be a lot more secure if their formations like CISA had been actually working on cybersecurity instead of censoring conservative Americans that disagree with Democrats and socialists, instead of being turned into a First Amendment and other amendment violating government overreach program aimed at our own citizens, the apparatuses that were supposed to protect us electronically, you know, because if anything happens, if hackers get to the water system or anything happens, anything goes wrong, there's another 9/11 attack. It's not going to be this, oh, let's give the government more power and money. Let's give the people who failed us more power and money. That's not what's going to happen this time because, one, we don't have any more power or money to give anybody. All of our power and money has been taken away. People are out there dreading the next car repair or health care bill or whatever that makes them homeless or not able to pay rent or their mortgage bill. We don't have any more power money to give these losers and these traitors that are supposed to be protecting us. So that's not going to happen that way. And if they try to put America or Americans on the ground in Ukraine against Russia, that's going to probably ignite a civil war here between the people who are wanting to conduct an illegal war against Russia and the people in the United States who don't want any part of that.
Well, I'd say this. There are probably several thousand Americans on the ground already in Ukraine in unofficial capacity there, not formally militarily deployed there, but they're there. They're operating our surface-to-air missile systems. They're operating artillery spotting. They're doing coordinating between satellite surveillance and ground surveillance and all the drone tech that is there. We're deep up to our eyeballs in Ukraine. So are the various countries in Europe, such as Macron's crazy Frenchman. I don't know how that guy's still in office or whatever it is he's in. What a creep. So things are bad. Here's the bottom line, though. If we cannot see as a people that our government has betrayed us to the core, what will it take? What will it take? And you mentioned Haiti cannibals. William is not joking. They're eating people down there. And it'll happen here.
And they're going to be eating people here.
Yes, sir.
They're going to be showing other people how to start the eating if something goes wrong in the cities, or when something goes wrong in our cities, plural, again.
You got it.
The Haitian cannibals will be showing everybody else how to roast your enemies in the street or your victims.
Got it.
And a lot of them be white people because I'm watching more videos.
Oh, they'll be the preferred menu item, believe it.
Yeah. All across America and Europe, white people and Jewish people can't walk the streets or being hunted in the streets. White Christians and Jewish people are being hunted in the streets of America and Europe because of what's been done here.
Let's not forget the Asians.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that the idea, again, of treason is something that Americans have really never had to deal with in their history. A couple of cases. It's a word. They don't understand how it's actually being applied to destroy their lives right now. We are in the midst of a treasonous, it's not an overthrow, it's a destruction of an entire first world country. Highest treason.
Well,
If this isn't highest treason... Please tell me what is.
Well, nobody ever thought that something like this could happen here or would happen here. No one ever believed that of any of the places that you would pick out in the world where a government turn against its own people and start using agencies and immigration-vectored problems to target its own people for enslavement and destruction and death and rape, you wouldn't think it would be the United States. So it's the big lie. But here it is. Here it's really happening. More people are waking up to it. More people getting red-pilled, which you'll understand if you ever watch the first Matrix movie like we're working on. I got to get a new phone. You got to watch the first Matrix movie. And then we're going to, you know, that this is what's going on. But I tell you, you know, things are shifting fast.
Very fast. Very fast.
But on the topic of information flow, did you catch the story or the video or the meme or the picture that went around claiming that the Cinderella castle at Disney had burned to the ground?
At Disney World or Disneyland? What are you talking about?
One's the one in Florida? Disney World?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a princess. Everybody knows it when you see it. It's on the beginning of every Disney film. They have fireworks there every night. There's a big Cinderella castle. There was a video.
No, I haven't heard this story. When did this story come out?
It came out a couple days ago.
No, I didn't hear
it. And people circulated it pretty widely on the web. But the interesting thing is, it didn't happen.
No.
The image of the building burning was an AI-generated video.
Sure. Those deep fakes are going to become so common now, it'll be even harder to discern reality from fiction. I mean, people literally are going to get lost. They won't know what's real and what isn't.
Well, back in 2016, between 2016 and 2020, I saw a lot of misinfo starting to fly around on Facebook and Twitter that I was like, huh, you know, what is up with this? Because, you know, Alipack, we're like a liver filter of information. We, like, take information and look at it, analyze it, and be like, huh, that's not right. I mean, we used to do our own type of fact-checking, especially when we had more people participating in the forums, like we'd like to have more of today. But the thing was, we were like, well, somebody's muddying the waters on these issues and circulating this content. Why is that? Well, all of a sudden, here comes the response. We've got to crack down on disinformation, misinformation, malinformation. Look, here's disinformation that we or somebody we know started creating that now we can create the antidote to take more power. And so we're like, oh, so now we have the Elon Musk information jailbreak on Twitter, where people are seeing videos of Haitians eating legs in Haiti and all sorts of stuff that they would not usually let you see.
William, excuse me. Were there pictures of the cannibalism down there? I didn't see any. I didn't look.
Oh, yeah, there's a video of a black guy in the street eating what they claim is like human meat, and you see him like eating it and supposedly saying in some other language that it tastes like chicken, and then the camera pans back, and the guy steps to the left, and there's a body, a charred body laying over a fire in the street, coals or some type of fire coals in the streets, and he reaches over and picks up the leg by the ankle and twists off some more meat or something. Like, you actually see
this guy. That's where we're headed.
No joke. Yeah, you know, last show I said, just when you thought you'd seen it all, I'm seeing things. You know, I've seen a lot of wild things, but I've never seen a Haitian cannibal actually eating street barbecued meat. So what I'm trying to say is, my point is, that with that amount of information that's broken out of containment, Don Lemon cannot stand it. They won't. The people, the elites, and the powers we cannot stand it. Apparently, two assassins have already been caught trying to kill Elon Musk that we know of. Okay, how do they deal with it? They can't stop him. They can't pull the plug on Twitter. They can't. You know, they've not been able yet to kill Elon Musk. So how can they stop it? Well, they can corrupt the Twitter platform and other platforms and unleash a whole new level of sophisticated AI-generated mis and malinformation. Because what they've been doing with the mainstream, lamestream media over MSNBC, CNN, to some degree Fox News, definitely Associated Press, New York Slimes, you know, all these terrible publications, what they've been doing is lying to people on such a level. And lying about Trump. You know, I'm not a big Trump fan, but, you know, the bloodbath comment about Trump. They lie, and by doing so, they create confusion and dissent in a way that no one can get together, no one can organize, no one can defend the country.
William, let me submit this. You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till the AI deep fakery gets to be epidemic.
That's exactly what's about to happen. I think the story about the Cinderella Castle and some other stories that have recently been gone, I think they're trial balloons.
Those are beta tests. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Sure they are.
Yes. And once it starts flying, it's going to be elements with our own government, the Soros groups, the Saudis, the Chinese, everybody, the Ukrainians. Now, and one thing I have clearly seen on Twitter, and I want everybody to take this to heart, is that the let's spend money against white Christian nation Russia and Ukraine crowd, and the LGBTQ M plus, M being minor attracted persons plus, and the illegal immigrants, give them rights and money and amnesty crowd, they are peas in a pod. They are flying in formation together. They have Twitter accounts that have both the gay sex cult flag next to the Ukrainian flag, next to a blue wave flag, which is the Democrat, you know, taking over blue wave flag and some other type of migrant stuff on all their profiles. They are working together. They are one. They are the Antichrist movement, and they are together on this thing, and they are They're the same folks. My issue is immigration, but you got to know that those guys are together. And when these people are attacking people and stuff like that on Twitter with these icons on their accounts, for all we know, some of them are paid college kids. You know, there's somebody paying college kids to, you know, drink beer and smoke weed with a laptop in somebody's living room for $10
oh, you
an
got
hour.
It.
You know,
you're totally right. Young people, most young people should not go to college. It is a complete postponement of responsibility and learning. They don't give a crap. They're in there for parties, and anybody knows that. Most of them. There are exceptions, but not enough. College is an incredible waste of time. I don't mind saying it.
Well, I mean, the Democrats taught me how to do dirty deeds dirt cheap in college, so you know, I'm pretty up on on the latest.
Yeah. Well, you go in there and you major in 15th century Spanish art, William, and come out with a degree and tell me what it did for you.
Well, at least I am officially a political scientist, but the
I understand.
Yeah,
you learn more in 1 year of running AliPac than you did in 4 years of studying poli sci at a university. I guarantee.
Yeah, but
it.
I got to tell you, the place that I went to college and the experiences I had, I learned how to cut my teeth against corrupt left-leaning status quos in the university
and the city council. That's
I
the
dealt
most
with
valuable
people.
Lesson you can learn. That's a good one.
Look, a woman who cheated me out of an election by 38 votes passed away last week, and I got together to talk with some old friends about it because there were times when they were going to have me arrested on false charges. They cheated me out of an election. They completely raped me on the front page of the Sunday newspaper. I had to deal, and I experienced a lot of stuff. Because I was a straight white male Christian trying to come up through the Democratic Party before, you know, I left them. Now I'm unaffiliated, and I plan on staying that way because most Republicans are too damn liberal for me, too. My problem is Democrats and Republicans that vote and act like Democrats.
Yeah.
The uniparty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm very concerned about the failure of the mass of America to be able to discern what's being done to them. I don't blame them because they are captives of the mainstream media and the alt-news media, which is now owned and controlled by and large by the same people. They stepped in and took this whole thing over. It's very hard to discern reality. It just is, and that's their game. You're getting onto it already. This home theft thing, and the idea that municipalities, cities, police, attorneys general are not getting in and stomping on this? What the hell? That's what they want. Back in a minute with William. Hold on. Okay, welcome back with William on Wednesday. Yours truly, I'm glad to have all of you with us as well. Watching the United States be just destroyed from within must be amazing to see. It can't be done without an enormous number of the judiciary in this country, the politicians, mid-level. They have seemingly all been exposed to this horrible LGBTQ plus corruption. This is astonishing to see. I never thought it would. I've said it before. I never really thought it would gain much traction. Oh, they just repeated it and forced it. And now you've got outrageous laws coming out of legislatures and decisions coming out of courts and judges acting like they're gods. It's crazy. They're not even pretending anymore that they want to destroy this country. And when you
giving illegals guns.
They're legally allowed to carry guns, at least in one city or one state. I don't remember, but
there was a big precedent case, a big precedent case. It was we released it yesterday. Obama's appointed judge Sharon Johnson Coleman arms the illegal alien population. She has ruled that an illegal immigrant that was being prosecuted under the felony statute against an illegal and non-citizen owning a gun, which is 18 U.S.C. 922, she said that, the non-citizen possession statute, 18 U.S.C. 922-5, violates the Second Amendment as applied to the Carl Jabal Flores judgment. Thus, the court grants Carbajal Flores' motion to dismiss. She just sent the signal all across America that illegal aliens are protected by the Second Amendment, according to her.
I wonder if they'll allow us to be protected by the Second Amendment.
Well, our response at Alipac was that the Second Amendment is for citizen defense against invasion, not arming invaders. We're not attorneys. We're not attorneys. We're just U.S. citizens, but we believe the Article 4, Section 4 supersedes any judge or any other person's willingness to give guns to illegal aliens and invaders.
Good position. Yeah.
Now, also, I sent you a link there. It's a very short clip, Jeff. You know, at Alipac, we try to encourage people to engage in a wide spectrum set of activism, and I've been actively encouraging people to get on the X Twitter platform because while we're still shadow banned there, you know, it's interesting that I made the comment that the Second Amendment is for defense against invasion, not arming invaders, in reply to another channel's post about this judge's ruling, and it's been seen by over 70,000 people. So that doesn't usually happen for me. That's quite a break. That's a big audience. And I don't know where Elon Musk is getting all of his information, but he's highly intelligent, and he seems to be red-pilling. He seems to be coming to a lot of the conclusions.
I'm glad you said seems to be, okay? That's the key. That's very important. He seems to be on our side.
Well, he just put out this less than two-minute video to encapsulate his views and concerns. Or he found some. I don't know if he made this video or someone else made it for him or what.
Do I have it here, William? Did you send it to me?
Yeah, I just sent you the link. And this video, which he released yesterday or the day before, in the last 48 hours, so it's fresh. Fresh and breaking news, folks, is pinned to the top of his account. So not only has he released this, the original copy, because I'm sure there are like many, many, many copies of it now. But let's see here. The original copy that Elon put out, let's see here. Oh, it's no longer pinned. I take that back. It was pinned just
what
a few minutes ago.
Exactly
when I grabbed
us
a copy of it, it was pinned to the top of his account.
And there was highlighted. Okay.
Yeah, but now it's done down, so I have to scroll down, and he posts a good bit. So I'll have to keep coming down, but that less than two-minute clip, I believe it's very audio-friendly. Whoever made it, it's got video, and if you receive the Alipac.us email alert, it's the top video in today's email alert. It's the top video link in the announcement section at Alipac.us. It was posted yesterday on March 19th, and from Western Lensman. Oh, yeah. And it's been viewed, it was made by Western Lensman, whoever that is, it's been viewed 51 million times. So this is some core messages that we've been trying so hard at Alipac to get out to people for decades, and now it's out there in a way that it's never been before. I hope people will listen to this and understand it and be encouraged by the fact that you're one of 51 plus million people that have heard it in 24 hours.
I'm not. It's not here yet.
It didn't come through my email.
No. Better send it again.
All
Want
right.
Want me to play it?
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's.
You know what? I didn't send it to the sightings. I'm sorry. Let me send it to the sightings. Here we go. No subject line. There you go. Send. My apologies. You know, I have an older email for you that I need to
Judging by the sound of your phone, I'm surprised it doesn't have a crank charger on it.
Well, you know, my websites and some of my stuff's old, but your stuff is older. But I respect my elders.
No, I think that having good old equipment, I don't like all the bells and whistles. It always adds up to more things you have to learn or try to learn. It's not easy. Not for me. I'm just not.
Well, I'm wondering if this new phone that I'm getting is going to last as long as old Betty here.
Well, old Betty, if you could get old Betty repaired, maybe it would. I don't know.
I don't know what's wrong with it. I'll just keep it as a backup because it'd be better than nothing. All right, you got my link?
I'm waiting here. There it is.
Just all right.
Out. All right.
This is going out for the folks
comment
out there.
This is actually happening. That's
what Musk said. That's his way. He posted this video, the way he shared this video, and he says, this is actually happening. He put his name, his credibility on top of the message you're about to hear. All right.
Here we go.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world, enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states.
Let me start it over.
The Democrat open borders...
Let me start it over again. All right, here we go.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world, enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
Okay, well, it's nothing new there to us, but it's good to see it up. I don't know how much it's going to accomplish because the people are sitting on their asses here. And they don't understand. Maybe it's for the better. I don't know. This is not happening at the behest of just a few people. This is
a massive
overthrow.
Yeah, but for 51 million, I get it.
No, it's a lot.
That's one out of every... Now, granted, people from all around the world are watching it, and some people are watching it more than once.
That's one out of every six people.
Of the United States population have seen this. Yeah. And it's on the mark. It's accurate. It's the truth. It has that truth power to it. And that's why we boosted it with the show tonight. And then sometime tomorrow or the next day, somebody's going to send me an audio link to this show, and then we're going to post that and give people another opportunity. Because in the 20 years I've been doing this, we've never had an information less than 2 minute break as big as what we just played on this show. I know we've talked about, and we put a lot of good things out there.
It's actually a minute and 39 seconds. That's all it is.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Somebody really boiled it down. And although the listeners couldn't see the videos, it had rapidly changing images that were relevant to – it had a high production value. It had a very high production value. It would make a great commercial. I should contact them and see if we can run that as a political ad somewhere.
I don't think they'd object. Here, let's play it again. Now, the guy does speak. He's kind of competing with some extraneous noises. They're effects. I wish he would just had done it with just a straight voice over footage, but he's got other sounds in there. But here you go. Let's play it again.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world, enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets, codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
Attack the language being used to describe the invaders and what's happening. Attack the language that American citizens are using to simply describe reality. What's going on here? Keep in mind that what's in this little video is a tiny microcosm of the enormous, this is a big mechanism at work to make this all happen. From Darien Gap in Panama, people being flown from Africa over, from the Middle East over, bussed up or flown up into Mexico. Hell, some of them are being said to be flown directly into the U.S. and not even stopping in Mexico and walking across the border. This is a big deal. That's what people are missing, I think. It's hugely coordinated and limitlessly funded. It's our money. So whatever. It's disgusting. It's outrageous. This is pretty laughable that that judge is now saying the Second Amendment, not for Americans to protect themselves. Oh, no. To give to the invaders to arm themselves. Everything is backwards. It's all insane. I don't know, William. The best thing to do is, for God's sake, if you're in a big city, get out somehow. Get to a smaller area. Make plans. Stefan Verstappen has put together a wonderful community group in his, it's near Toronto. He's got all kinds of people, and that's the man to consult if you want to try and get a neighborhood or a large group together, at least of like-minded people. He's really on top of that. But we have to do something, William, or we're just going to be wheeled off to the crematory.
Like, they're coming to take us away, hee-hee. They're coming to take us away, ha-ha, hee-hee.
Well, this thing in Haiti is not going to go away either. I've been reading about this for years. There's been talk about it. Now it's out in the open.
And
outrage.
Go ahead.
Watch. No, go ahead.
Well, I postponed announcing our new website and segment for Americans Killed by Illegals to go ahead and run with the arming of illegal aliens story, because it was important, it was hot topic, it was time to move on it. We're getting the 70,000 views on our comments about it. So we went ahead and moved on that, and we pushed back. But tomorrow or Friday, we hope to announce a new website. If anybody out there has a website, blog, or social media account, or would like to go and get a sneak peek at the site and test it out for us, it's at www.AmericansKilledByIllegals.org. And on the front page of that one-page site, it's going to show an RSS feed of the latest post about Americans Killed by Illegals in the new section at AllyPack.us, which is titled Americans Killed by Illegals. And thankfully, some really great volunteers have been helping us deep dive on the AllyPack.us 20 years of archives to start moving the articles and documentation that we have about Americans killed by illegals into that that area to make them easier to see, to quantify, to access.
Well, it's supposed to be 3,000 a year now, right, William? About?
Well, whatever the numbers are, we're just sticking with thousands of Americans killed, because the left doesn't even want to admit that. They want to admit that that's a right-wing hoax, talking point, QAnon thing to say. And right. I did find out, I didn't realize it, but Trump did say thousands of Americans killed. We believe that Biden messed up and said thousands of Americans killed. They're fighting against that. But it's going to be very clear as we continue to compile this information in a more easy to access and understand section of the website with its own website at AmericansKilledByIllegals.org that, you know, anybody that runs into one of these trolls on Twitter, Facebook, and over Thanksgiving, whatever, can just pull up that section of the site and be like, oh, yeah, well, what about this one? And what about this one? And here's the, you know, we're trying to build a huge tracking list, which we hope will be one of the most comprehensive lists of the names of the dead, like a memorial slash, you know, important thing to share there. It's gonna be a work in progress for a long time, but I think we're in good position to do the announcement. I think, let me check and see where we're at on that one. I think so far we have moved, and this is just, there are so many more articles that we have to locate. We have, looks like, where's my stats on this? Well, 11 pages with about 283 articles. Some of them are about the same case. Some of them have multiple cases. But 283 documented parts of the alleypack.us website is there. And then after that, what we've got queued up is a new section on the site that we've just started to put a few things in called Non-Citizen and Illegal Immigrant Voters, where we're going to compile the largest, collection of documentation proving that illegals and non-citizens are registering and voting across the United States.
Somebody's going to come after you for hate. You watch.
Yeah, well, I ain't back down to that yet. I'm not going to start.
Yeah. No.
Because we're gonna march through the madness. We're gonna march through the disinformation. Really appreciate the people who listen to the show. Also, listen, some of your most devout listeners that listen to us on Wednesday night that are making it to the end of the show here have been spreading the audio link and putting it up on BitChute. And are we on Rumble? Somebody said, is this show going up on Rumble sometimes or somebody?
Oh, yeah, people are posting it on BitChute, Rumble. It's getting posted a lot of places.
Well, that's really cool. Anybody out there who's posting this other places and sharing me and Jeff's conversations, please drop me an email at williamg@alleypack.us. I'd just like to know some of the different places that it's going, and it helps me to have a link to the show. I think the last show we did last Wednesday was a pretty popular one, and we reboosted it on our social media.
Right.
You know,
right.
We said, hey, go give this a listen. Even spent a few advertising dollars to raise it up a little bit on Facebook and let other people hear what we're talking about. Because I think that the issue has new life, and I think that our conversations and interviews in this show has new life. I think that with what's going on with Twitter and Rumble and these other platforms and what people are doing with the content, Jeff, I think we're reaching new audiences. I think Alleypack and your show.
The country yes, it's beginning to focus on its truth, and I think a lot of people are listening to. And your work is name me one other group out there. You can't.
Well, and you too, Jeff. Listen, you and I have been immersed in this information for decades, and we want to put it to good use. You know,
that's right. We want
Elon Musk and Tim Pool and all these video podcasts, these politicians, these candidates. We want them to be able to access and understand that what we're doing doesn't come out of any sense of hate or fear. It's coming from a very principled stance on how things are supposed to be in this country that's just off the rails. And, yeah, anybody that speaks out is in danger of being called a racist or whatever. But, you know, that's just you got to deal with that. You got to be prepared for that because that's what they do. That's what they do.
That's exactly what they do.
They lie about people.
You mentioned that I've never been able to tolerate this guy, Don Lemon. I've seen right through
Don Lemon.
Right. He's a lemon. And he, do you know what he demanded of Musk? Musk actually gave this creep a program, a platform. And he demanded a Tesla Cybertruck, free and clear, $5 million in advance pay, an equity position in X, and finally Musk canned him. You talk about arrogance.
Well, have you seen the interview clip? Don Lemon made a huge mistake. He released a video of him confronting Elon Musk or whatever over this, and it basically backfired on it shows why Musk dropped him, you know, because And Musk said it very succinctly. He said, you know, it was basically what CNN was doing, and CNN is dying, and we don't want that to be on Twitter. We want new things on Twitter. So, and Donald Trump was very disrespectful to Elon Musk, who accommodated it. You could tell from watching the interview.
He got the luckiest break of his life, and he
sat there being a complete creep. Sat there being a complete creep, and Elon Musk was looking at Don Lemon acting like an enemy, and he said, you know, I'm no longer interested. I mean, Don Lemon is still free to hawk his unpopular wares on the Twitter platform, but as far as Musk supporting him doing something more advanced, that's not happening. That got dropped.
He's another fraud. There's so many of them out there. He's one of the worst, though. Sickening. Thank you, William. Great job. And, all you people out there who are reposting the programs, keep at it. The more we can get people listening and watching and participating, the closer we might get to a populace that will actually engage the enemy. And I'm not talking about violence here. I'm talking about within legal frameworks. But we have to begin to be active, or it's over. Talk to you next week, William. You be safe.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, good night. All right, there he goes. Alipack, alipac.us, and it's critical. Be right back.